It's time for the Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery on Talk Zone Internet Radio, discussing the hot topics of the day, music, entertainment, and more. And now here's your hostess,
the mini skirt with the dirt,
Rachel Montgomery.
Hiya. Ooh, I hear an echo. Ooh. Don't you like it when you have the reverb behind you? It makes you feel like a superstar.
I know, right?
I guess it's okay as long as I'm not singing. Because
right.
Don't people get bashed for doing like the auto-tune?
Auto-tune and what's the other one? Singing to tracks that are not theirs.
Yeah, well, technically they are theirs if they... How does it go? Wait a minute. They told me if you write like 8 bars of a song that was already like pre-done, you can get credit for it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, the Beyonce. Welcome to the Ultimate High. This is Rachel Montgomery, and I'm here with my kick on the side.
That's
Al
me.
Al Greer.
That's me.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening,
good evening,
or whatever time you're listening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And good morning to my Tweeties and UK sweeties out there. We're back in the saddle again. Woo. Without our music clip. You know what? You are useless.
I know. Well, that's what they tell
you
me.
You did this by design, didn't you? You just want me to sing every week.
Every week.
That is so bad. That's because you know I like Broadway and show tunes and theater. You're just doing this on purpose.
Makes the show interesting.
Is that what it is? But it's been a crazy week, and I've been just dying to get back in the studio because so much stuff has been going on. First of all, for all my wonderful friends in Scotland, they're not free people.
Okay.
And I don't mean to laugh, but they bailed.
Did they?
I think they did. I mean, okay, you say you want independence. You know what it's like? It's like being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm grown. You can't tell me what to do. I know me. You can't tell me about me. I know me. You do you.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me? Now give me some money.
Now give me some money.
Papa, give me some money. Can I get some money to go to the movies?
I remember those days, yeah.
And I say that because I feel like England, Britain, was like the parent for 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like really stern and like, you know, it's like your parent that, okay, you have the good parent and the bad parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the good parent is the one who is like the stay-home parent.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them every day, and so they know you, okay? And so they throw the law down. It's like they're pretty much like the disciplinarian, right?
Right.
And then, like, the dad is the guy who goes out and works and, like, makes sure, like, the lights are on and the gas is paid for or whatever.
All right,
you can go shopping. Yeah, and get shoes and whatever. Okay. And that's the person who ultimately you have to make, you know, do the money haul, let's make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was the queen. That was Britain. They were trying to make a deal. Okay. We want to be free people, independent. Okay. They give you the opportunity in 300 years, okay, to voice your choice to say, I'm going to be a free country and I'm stand up for myself and I'm going to do it in 3D like our friends in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome to America.
Guess what? They drinking their tea. Their Earl Grey with the Queen this morning. Because they said no.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to stay with the Union or whatever. Union Jack.
Union Jack.
They got jacked. So I guess Sean Connery is mad as hell. I bet he mad.
I know he is.
Bet he hot.
Spitting in his kilts right now.
You and McGregor and all those guys, I bet they hot as hell.
Him and Craig Ferguson.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. At least you do know that it's a stable country.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's so volatile right now around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it's not time. I'm not saying that it won't happen because I think that it will.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would like to see them independent. That's just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I think economically, it's not the time. I think that the climate around the world politically is just not ready for that. But I would never rule it out, just because it's a change that needs. Let's put it like this. If the rules could be changed where it's more of an equal financial and political playing field, then I'm really cool with that.
Right.
But the way that it is now, oh, they got to do the Monty Hall. They got to make a deal.
Just make a deal.
They can't get that curtain number three.
Because
you know what's behind curtain number three.
What's that?
Bel-Air. And the sheep and the man and the whipping. You never get the TV. You ever notice that? That's what I hated about Let's Make a Deal, right? They have like the box in the hallway, right? And then they have like the curtain, right? And then they have like the other, it's like curtain two, curtain three, right? And you had a nice little lady, you know, like she came from like Hooters or whatever. And she's doing, you know, the presentation and, you know, she's...
Why Hooters?
Well, I mean, that's what they do too. It's like they come out in their little, you know, push-up bras or whatever and shorts and whatever. And they, you know, doing the Let's Make a Deal with the chicken wings and all this kind of thing. You know, trying to make you spend, you know, $17 for a $3 pack of, you know, six little pieces of hot wings. That's not really hot. But anyways, so the lady, she's around here with her Let's Make a Deal outfit on, right? And she goes, would you like the box or curtain number two or curtain number three? Right. And you sitting there looking like roop roop because you got on all these, you know, feathers and, you know, ketchup bottle outfit or whatever you got on to get on there, right? Okay, so, and they're like, Monty Hall's not even on it anymore. It's like Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Now, what that mean about great Wayne Brady? Okay.
He's super, multi-talented.
On Let's Make a Deal. He's not even on a real for real show.
Well, that's a for real show.
Because it is not.
It's an iconic show that came out in the late 60s, early 70s, and ran until the middle 70s.
Yeah.
You know, with Monty Hall being the same host.
Yes.
You know.
Well, he's not Monty Hall.
It's kind of like, I say Hollywood Squares. That's an iconic
without
show.
Without Paul Lynde.
Right.
Paul Lynde was off the chain. That was lovely. Just like with Richard Dawson on the Match Game.
On the Match Game.
Oh, we dating ourselves.
Which is how he got Family Feud.
Is that how he got it?
The same producers that produced the Match Game.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, was it Todman and Goodman?
I don't know.
They saw him on Match Game and thought, oh, he would be very witty on this new show that we're developing.
Yeah.
And that was Family Feud. Yeah. And that's how he got the job on Family Feud.
Family Feud was off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How many women did he kiss on that?
Several thousands of women.
I'm surprised the baby didn't come out of that. Because that man, he was... Boy, he couldn't wait for those families to come up, especially with some good women looking on that on some of those panels. Like, hey, we'll be right back after this.
But he did date one of the women on Family Feud.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sure did. And ended up marrying, I believe.
No.
He married one of them.
Wow.
Because he was quite the flirt.
Unlike Bob Barker.
Was not the flirt.
No, he was not. He was the dog, man.
Unless you had an animal.
He wants somebody spayed and neutered. Now, what'd that say about you? Come on now. Come on. See, and then he wants you to spend a little thing, but you know they rigged the thing. So it never got to a dollar. It get to like 30 cents.
Right.
And you go, wah, wah, joker, joker, joker.
Which is another show altogether.
You know what I miss? See, that's why I like the fall. Because we're enclosed. We're encaptured. We're stuck watching TV because it's cold. You don't want to go anywhere. So you're watching television, right? And so if it's your day off, what are you doing? Okay.
Watching TV.
Yeah, because, okay, this is what happened. Okay. So I had 2 days off this week. And it was cold, so I didn't want to go outside, so I stayed home. I was watching Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
And I had a flashback of all the old, you know, shows that I used to watch when I was a kid, right? And I was like, oh, this is not what I remember, right? And then I got the little lady, you know, with Rain Brady, and she's an idiot, right? You know, and I'm like, oh, she looked like she come from Hooters, you know? She trashy, just, ooh. And
that was, you know. The views and opinions.
So anyways, the lady that, you know, was in the hall, well, the aisle with Wayne Brady, she picked what was in the box. And so it was like a stereo, like an MP3, something, whatever. Okay. You could have got it at Walmart for like $3. And then the curtain number two was like a sailboat. Okay, it's the winter time. Where are you sailing? Well, that was dumb.
Well, actually, that show is not taped in Chicago, so.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay.
They can, in L.A., they sail all year round.
Yeah, but what if you are from out of town and you get door number, curtain number two, and it's like a sailboat? Where are you boating?
Then you're going to have to put it in the garage until April or May.
Yeah, but before.
When it thaws out.
Okay, so we know the want is in number three with the hail and the bale of hay and
right.
And the cow and the guy with the whip. Okay. So I'm thinking, it's winter. Where do you go with a boat? So I just got irritated. I just, I was gone.
You put the boat in the garage and you put next to your Porsche or your
oh, come
Camaro.
On. Come on now.
Or your Corvette.
And you live in like, what, Idaho. Where are you boating?
And you bring out the 4x4 and you drive it until it gets warm again. And you pull out your summer car.
That doesn't sound realistic. But anyways, so that was my mornings this week. And that's one of the reasons why we didn't get a chance to, you know, converse with each other from a programming perspective. So please forgive us for the rambling. But then again, we do this every week.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, that's what I was going to ask you, if you had seen the new View. Because while I was at home, you know, doing television watching in the morning and was very much depressed with all the, you know, shows, old new shows.
Old new shows.
Because they're old shows with a new twist, but it's not a new twist. It's just new people who are pretty bad. But anyways, because what's up with you, Carrie?
Drew Carey?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He did something.
Well, yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Well, I mean, beside that, I mean, okay, he doesn't wear glasses anymore, right? Those are fake glasses, right?
Yeah, years ago he had the LASIK eye surgery done, and he was on The Tonight Show. That was back when Jay Leno was hosting the show. And he said there was nothing funny about, you know, how he looked now. So he went back to wearing windowpane glasses because nobody recognized him. You know, he had his hair done up. He had, you know, the...
Well, he's not a glamour person, that's for sure.
You know, he had his hair spiked up.
Yeah.
He lost the weight and everything. And he had the, you know, that swag going on. And, and nobody thought it was funny.
So he went back to the
There's
nerd
nothing,
swag.
There's nothing funny about a handsome comedian. You know, you have to be funny looking.
I don't know. It depends on what you're talking about.
Well, that's true. But most comedians, I mean, from, I mean, back in the day... I mean, look at Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, he wasn't the most handsome guy in the world.
Oh, my God.
He was one of the funniest guys in the world.
He was, yeah.
Who else wasn't good looking? We're on a...
Well, I mean, most of them are kind of...
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, with the exception of maybe a Mike Epps or somebody like that.
Yeah, well, they're new people, so... Yeah. But they can get work done.
Right.
You know, because you figure, like, at this point, if you're a comedian or new coming into business, you know that it is a business. So, you know, you're trying to get yourself out, jumped up so somebody can, you know, give you a gym shoe, contract or, you know, some kind of, you know, perfume contract later on. So,
a comedian with a gym shoe contract.
You know what I'm saying?
What a concept,
I'm
huh?
I'm saying. You know, either that or you get your own, like...
Wayans Brothers gym shoes.
I know.
Ask for them by name.
Or you get some kind of clothing contract. I mean, it's all a gimmick. It just all... So anyway...
Give me the Kenans. I like them.
And like, that's what I was thinking of gimmicks. I was like, oh, The View. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
Yes. And I think that they're feeling each other out.
Feeling.
Yeah. The two Rosies and the Whoopi and the other girl from CNN. That should be interesting. Oh, especially between the two Rosies.
I need a drink.
You know.
Because that just didn't do it for me.
Because at one point, Rosie Perez, she was speaking. And she said... I guess digressed back to her old
yes,
self.
Yes, she did. She went back to the old Rosie Perez.
Right.
Like back in the hood.
She said, you're going to make me bring back my accent. But that's the Rosie we remember. You
that's
know.
The Rosie that should be on The View.
From all the movies that she did, you know, the Spike Lee movie.
Yes.
And, yeah. So.
And I say that because... At this point, we need to have stability, mm-hmm. which goes back to what we're saying about Scotland.
Right, exactly.
You know, change is good, and I think it's necessary, but I don't think that we should get away from our roots. Mm-hmm. You know? And I say, where's Bob Barker?
Where's Bob Barker? When
where's Monty Hall?
They're playing golf together.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to run to the computer and see what's in the mailbag. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Ultimate.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute. When was the last time this happened to you?
Everybody put your hands up.
Oh,
well, AG Entertainment Company has the answer. The right music for the right occasion. We can provide the right music, the right equipment, and more importantly, the right disc jockey for your wedding reception, family or class reunion, or birthday party. Call 773-675-2400. 773-675-2400. AG Entertainment Company, your source for the hottest entertainment.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We use numbers every day, your phone, your zip, even your PIN. But knowing your cholesterol numbers can help save your life. 34 million adults in the U.S. have high cholesterol, but many of them don't know it. Do you know your numbers? Your doctor can do a simple test to check your cholesterol levels and help you make choices that lower your risk for heart disease and stroke. September is National Cholesterol Education Month. Visit www.cdc.gov/cholesterol to learn more. A message from CDC.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And we're back, and you're listening to The Ultimate with Rachel Montgomery. That's me. Okay, so I just checked the mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they send us stuff frequently. And a lot of the stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff.
It's not so great.
Okay, some things I just don't understand. It's not that they're not good. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't understand it. Okay?
Okay.
For example... We have been invited to, you ready? The Great Chicago Fire Festival.
the Fire Festival? Isn't that a team or something?
Well, Chicago Fire is our soccer team.
Oh, okay. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah, and they usually play at Toyota Park, which is far from the mall, so I go there quite frequently.
Oh, okay.
I went to one of the games this past summer, because some of our London teams and Scottish teams were playing. My friends were there, and we had fun.
And we know what you, how you feel about Scots and Brits. And
yes, so I was in my element, and I had a good time.
Something about that accent, I guess.
That's another program. But anyways, so we were at the Chicago Fire game, and we had fun this summer, and a lot of the things that we do, we try to have like a diverse, you know, option. So I also did my drag racing this summer.
Okay.
They're coming back too. The Extreme Experience. They're having race car. And didn't I tell you? Mm-mm. It's like in Joliet. It's coming up.
Okay.
We were invited to that.
Okay.
But see, once again, it's that government job. Ooh.
I know, right?
Ooh, it's messing me up. Dude, we got invited, right? But we can't go because we're working.
Right.
You know what? And it's not me. Tag, you it. You working too. Quit playing.
Well, I am, yeah. I've been working steadily.
I know, so we can't go.
I work more now than I did when I had a regular government job.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I have to work harder now.
It's crazy. And so I'm telling you, I was in mid type, and I almost pressed send, and I was like, "We can't do this because we're working." And I'm like, "I want to go to the racetrack. I want to go see my, you know, my stock cars. We can't go. We can't go there." But along with that, we were invited to the Great Chicago Fire Festival.
Okay,
and it's going to be, I guess, some kind of, I don't really know what it is. It's like a reenactment of the Chicago Fire.
Okay,
we burned up. That's we know the result. Chicago burned.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so why are we having a festival for that? Is it a barbecue festival? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, what does the fire have to do with a party? I mean, is it chicken? What is it?
They're going to have O'Leary burgers.
They're going to fry the cow?
You know, the old tale is that Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern, and that's what burned half of Chicago. So I guess they're going to have O'Leary burgers.
So it is a barbecue. Okay, well, we might have to go to that one.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, what I did book us for this week is, you know, I guess I should have asked. Well, anyway.
Well, that always helps, yeah. I'm usually overbooked for the weekend.
No, but you want to go to this one.
Okay.
It's the Taco Fest.
Okay.
The Lakeview Taco Fest. And that's followed by, they've got several beer fests. That's after. But I never asked you if you actually like to drink beer.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, guess what? They've got two ale festival, like the beer ale festivals. But I booked you.
You booked me for the ale festival.
Well, okay. I figured that you know more about, you know, beer than I would. Right. I mean, I do the tacos. You can do the, you know.
Yeah.
Is that a fair trade?
Somewhere there's a there's a joke in there.
I'm just leaving it out there.
Yeah.
And that's because it is sponsored by Sam Adams. And not saying that I know Sam Adams, but we can get to know him if he's a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Because we are looking for sponsors. If you would like to sponsor The Ultimate on Radio as well as The Ultimate TV, please contact Al or Rachel at the ultimate TV@yahoo.com. We'll be more than happy to have you on board, because we're all over the place when we're not working our government job.
Mm-hmm.
But that came through, and I thought that would be a good place for us to go. As well as, we have to go back to the Museum of Science and Industry, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's about time for us to start thinking about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Christmas time in the city. Mm-hmm. I told you they put Christmas trees up at the job. So, our Christmas around the world.
It's like they just skipped Halloween and went straight to Christmas.
But you know what? Halloween is a new Christmas. It's the fall Christmas.
Oh, it's the fall Christmas.
Yeah, because you put up lights and you put figurines up. And, mm-hmm. you know, have you seen all the candy that they've got out now?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can get 2 bags of like 600 for like $3.
Mm-hmm.
My teeth are aching already. Because, you know, I snatched a bag. I sure did. I snatched a bag already.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I felt like, okay, if we're at, like, the Taco Fest, we might need to cleanse our palate.
Okay.
So I got us some Snickers.
Oh.
And Twix. And Milk Duds.
But see, how long does that candy last? I mean...
Oh, it's gone already. I'm ready for the next thing.
You know, I don't know that many kids.
Who said kids? I'm talking about for me and you.
Oh, grown.
That had nothing to do with them. I mean, they get their own. I mean, you know, they got their own holiday. That's what Halloween is really for. It's mm-hmm. a candy holiday. Now, all these other people talking about Satan's birthday or what?
Right.
What is all that?
It's a satanic holiday.
Yeah. And then they got Hallelujah Ween. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. I never heard about that. All I know is you dress up,
mm-hmm.
you go door to door to people you know.
Or don't know.
Once again, in Chicago, you go to people you know.
You know, you better know them.
You better. That's your hope that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And that you were nice to them during the year. Because if you picked old ladies' flowers,
mm-hmm.
you're getting a rump rump and a rock like...
Like Charlie Brown.
Yes, you will. You get a couple mm-hmm. of rocks, and that's going to be what you're getting at you mm-hmm. know, for Christmas. So, I mean, following. So,
some rocks and some rat poison.
I got a rock.
Uh-huh.
So that's what was in the mailbag. And I think if we can do this,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll have a great weekend, because it is the weekend. And it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone to be with friends and family. If you're not working your regular governmental jobs, like me and Al.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I was going to say is that I saw Idris Elba's movie last week.
How was that?
It was
with Taraji P. Henson.
Great.
And guess, no good deeds.
No good deed had made a very good deed, because it made $24 million.
Yeah, it was the number one box office hit for that weekend.
Which is very good
mm-hmm.
because usually a movie like that would have come out around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they did that so that it could have longer traction, because a lot of the movies didn't do well over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little bit to go before like The Hobbit comes out and a couple of other things. And like this week, I'm not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to see Tombstone. I mean, I like Liam Neeson, but no, I'm not trying.
What about Let's Be Cops with Damon Wayans Jr.?
I like him.
But
I didn't like that movie. It was dumb.
It was dumb.
I mean, okay. To preface, yes, it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, stupid is not funny. Stupid is stupid.
Well, the thing is, it's like Cops meets Bad Boys meets Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, but that could be on television,
mm-hmm.
not in the movie. See, that was a waste old film. Once again, waste. Whole film. Okay. Now, The Maze Runner looks good. I'm cool with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the fence about, you know, This Is Where I Leave You, but I do like Jason Bateman, and, you know, you can't go wrong with Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
She's always a good one. So,
mm-hmm.
that one is okay. That's a matinee movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, The Maze Runner, I might do, you know, regular price.
Mm-hmm.
But for This Is Where I Leave You, that's the $4 when you get the free popcorn.
Okay.
But I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
next week, there Equalizer.
Ooh.
With brother Denzel Washington.
I saw the trailer for that.
Yes, sir.
I was like, okay.
He can get my $12.
Denzel is back. Looks like he's going to get an Oscar nomination for this one.
I should hope so, but isn't he once again playing a drug man?
Nope.
Some kind of killer or something?
He's a killer type, hitman type guy.
Oh, I can do it. Is it Sherlock?
The original show was a series, and it was on CBS.
That was with the old British white guy, right?
The old British white guy. So this is the old black guy.
The old bald black guy.
Old bald black guy. You know.
With the lazy eye.
It's like a twist.
With the lazy eye and the overbite.
And the overbite.
Mm-hmm. I love Denzel, but you know, let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Some people need just a little work.
Okay.
Just a bit. Mm-hmm. A tweak. You don't go all, you know, don't go all Joan Rivers on somebody. You see how that did not end well.
No, it didn't end well at all.
Right. So, you know, just a little, you need to know when to say no. Just a tweak.
Okay.
And that's all right. And just a little nip tuck here. Look, that's fine. But don't mess with the church's money. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Like Little Kim. Ooh-wee. You don't even know who she is anymore.
I know.
Did she have that baby?
We don't know.
Do we care?
We want to know, though.
Okay, well, what I'll do is, so that we can be, you know, informed reporters, I will go and do a little research, and I will tell you if Little Kim had her baby. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Ultimate.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure for those coping with Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
And now back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Ultimate, and I'm Rachel Montgomery. Oh, Al.
Yes.
Royal Reign is her name.
Royal Reign is whose name?
It's Little Kim's. Blame it on Reign. It's Little Kim's daughter's name. She did have her baby.
Oh.
And I remember telling you about that. How did you forget that?
No, I didn't forget. I was just wondering what the name was going to be.
Yeah, it was Royal Reign.
Royal Reign.
And on the baby front, I guess a nice congratulations goes to Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling. They just had a little girl as well.
Oh.
That was an undercover baby because she kept that one under wraps for a long time.
Yep. We didn't even know she was pregnant.
I know it. She looked really good pregnant, mm-hmm. considering we didn't know she was carrying something. Mm-hmm. But she let it go, and it's a little girl. And congratulations to them. I'm really happy. So we've gone to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be going to the movies,
right?
And I want you to get your calendar ready, because guess what we got in the mailbag a few minutes ago?
What's that?
We have the official guide to the Chicago International Film Festival.
Ooh.
Usually, we get it really late, like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
We have it early.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you to get your calendar out so we can schedule our governmental jobs around it.
There you go.
Because they've got a lot of great movies that we need to check out. And one on the list is Dear White People.
Okay.
And it is going to be filmed or screened under the Black Perspectives programming, mm-hmm. at the Chicago International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they have a wonderful program. Every, I think, the year before that you couldn't go to, Forrest Whitaker,
mm-hmm.
Received an award. And I think the year after that, I was able to go. I think it was Viola Davis,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be in the new Shonda Rhimes mystery. Is it a mystery? Or is it?
It's a mystery drama. It's called How to Get Away with Murder.
And she looks like she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see that. And I do believe that the year after that, I think they honored, shucks, I think it was Morgan Freeman, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they were like right behind, everyone was like right behind each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really great series, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And they always have really good movies that accompany the series,
mm-hmm.
under Black Perspectives. And the highlight this year is Dear White People.
I have to laugh every time I hear that name.
Have you seen the trailers?
No, I haven't seen the trailers yet.
It is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like Dave Chappelle went into the studio and said, you know, hey guys, let's make this movie. That's what it's, either that or Bill Dukes or mm-hmm. something like that. Or was it Marvin Peoples?
Mario Peoples.
Mario Peoples. It's like that. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, we need to see this. This is a good popcorn. This one would be a four Twizzler regular movie, not the $4 with the popcorn menu.
Oh, okay.
This one looks really good. So I want you to set your calendar for that, because that looks like really good.
Okay.
We will be posting all the information on theultimatetv.com this week. So you guys will be able to select some of the movies that we will be going to. And mm-hmm. you guys can check out some of the really good stuff they have available. In concert this week,
mm-hmm.
Is a distinct possibility that we can make two. I was looking at your schedule. I was looking at mine. Okay, this is who's coming. This is what I would like. Okay. Mark Antony, he's coming
mm-hmm.
to the Allstate Arena. I don't really like Mark Antony. I like his wife, Jennifer Lopez.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, ex-wife.
Well.
Yeah, they're no longer together.
Well. The jury is out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because everything old is new again. And since she's not with Casper,
mm-hmm.
and she's got some little whatever on the side,
mm-hmm.
she might be back.
Yeah.
If he stops being so crazy and controlling.
But that's how he is.
I know that, but I'm just... mm-hmm. Anyway, that makes me think about Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. But anyway, okay, so...
Which is another story.
Absolutely. Okay. We are scheduled to go to the Ozfest, which is going to be hosted by Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
And Common and Lupe Fiasco and De La Soul and Jennifer Hudson,
mm-hmm.
Brian Fest, and others, as we would say.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know who the surprise guest is. And I was going to ask you, did you find out if it's Ira Kelly?
No.
Mm-hmm. Who is it? Who's the surprise guest? Who is it? You know. You got that look. Come on, Al. Come on. Don't do me. Who is it? Who is it?
It might be Kanye.
Ooh.
That might be the surprise guest because, okay, most of those artists are all from Chicago.
They are.
Common is from Chicago. So is Jennifer. So is Rhyme Fest.
Yes.
So.
Lupe Fiasco.
So.
But De La Soul's not from Chicago.
No, they're not. But there's a possibility that, as he calls himself, Yeezus may make an appearance.
Well, okay, what about Kendrick, the Family Soul? They're from here. They're from Chicago. They don't count.
They don't count, no.
They're not rappers, right?
Mm-hmm. They don't rap.
Jennifer Hudson don't rap.
That's okay. She's from Chicago.
And she's high profile. Chicago.
Born and raised on the South Side, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. South Side and hoes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice if Ye would make it.
Yeah.
You think Kim Kardashian come with Northwest?
Yes, Northwest, and of course the new baby.
Huh?
East West.
Southwest. Southwest sponsored by Southwest Airlines.
There you go.
But you know what? That's allegedly. Come on now. I taught you better. Allegedly.
Exactly.
She's holding a package.
Also, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Because
he changed
some lyrics to his song. So, therefore, it's kind of iffy if she's carrying another bun in the oven. And also, they said that she didn't carry baby blue.
Allegedly. They said she had a surrogate. Like Sherry Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
They had a surrogate as well. But you know what? If you were rich and you had the opportunity, wouldn't you?
Have someone to carry my baby?
Yeah. Why don't you mess your figure up?
Exactly. You know, I just got my figure back a few years ago.
Yes, you did. Look at you. Hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn around. Let me see.
I look like I was about 6 months pregnant a few years ago.
No, you know what that was?
What?
It was the fact that you didn't have your water app.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, because you know I have my water app on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just drink soda when it goes.
My kids were always teasing me, Daddy, so when's the baby due? When is our little brother or sister coming out? I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
And see, if you actually had one, they would have a fit.
Yeah, it's those years of drinking beer.
Actually, they would probably like it because right now is the time to have like a little brother or sister because you could take them Halloween, you know, going around the hood, and you can get like a shopping bag full of candy for free.
Not at my age, no.
You're not going trick-or-treating?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Not at my age. I thought about it.
You just for the trick.
I thought about
it. You don't want the treats.
I don't want the
treats. I thought you liked the treats.
I thought about dressing up.
Yes, why don't you? It's the opportunity. I'm dressing up.
Yeah.
But I dress up all the time.
But that's the only thing that I enjoy about Halloween, dressing up as someone else.
I know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do it this year?
I might.
Yeah, come on.
Like if someone has a party or something, I might go to the party. But it's kind of iffy because...
But you're hosting a party, right?
Yeah. But it's not like it used to be when we were kids. We would go door to door on our own block and we didn't have to worry about anybody getting us or whatever.
Yeah.
Except this one year.
Well, it depends on who wanted to get you.
Right. This one year there was a group or a gang called the Blackstone Rangers here in Chicago. Yeah, you probably don't remember that. That was back
in the... It's a rap group?
No, the Blackstone Rangers. They definitely weren't a rap group. They came out right before the Black Panthers.
Oh, I know them.
And every blue moon they would go recruiting for people to join their gang when, I was a kid.
Yeah.
So we kind of avoided going trick-or-treating because they would get you.
So did they want you to dress up like them? Oh.
They wanted you to join their gang, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
they weren't like the Black Panthers who were more or less...
they were like the Boys Club.
Yeah, the Black Panthers were like the Boys Club.
Yeah, because they did like the food program and the after school kid program and stuff, and they would help like senior citizens and stuff.
Right.
That's what I remember about them. Now the other people, I don't know about no stone. What you call them? Stone Rangers.
Black Stone Rangers. Yeah.
Okay. Rangers do? What they do?
They were named after a street in Chicago, so they just call themselves the Black Stone Rangers.
I know that street, Blackstone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they call themselves the Blackstone Rangers.
Okay.
And the Blackstone Rangers evolved into the Gangster Disciples.
Oh, see that? I know.
And I'm really telling my age.
Yeah, because
and my rap sheet. But anyway.
Well, anyway, guess what? I will not be dressing up like a Blackstone or a Ranger.
Or a Ranger.
Okay, because I'm not trying to do Lone Ranger.
Maybe a Power Ranger.
You know what? I like the pink Power Ranger. That, you know what? Because I might do that because I have superpowers then.
You have, right, exactly.
Yeah.
You'll have superpowers.
I could be that kind of Ranger. Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dress up like that. You know what I want to be?
What?
I want to be Twister.
Twister.
Not Twista, the rapper.
The rapper. Twista, the rapper.
The game, you know, it's like left hand blue.
Oh, Twista.
Yeah, Twister.
Oh, Twister.
Not Twista.
Not Twista.
But Twista is the one that
right.
Rap guy like that.
Yeah.
That should be at the Ah Festival with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they invite him to the Ah Festival?
Nah, he wasn't available. He's on tour with someone else.
Oh, he's work.
Yeah, he's working.
He got a for real job.
Well, you know, he's got child support to pay.
And with that, is it break?
He's got child support, so he's got a tour.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what. While we're looking up his rap sheet, mm-hmm. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Ultimate.
You're listening to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery. We'll be back in a minute.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And now, back to The Ultimate Radio on Talk Zone Internet Radio with Rachel Montgomery.
I love the fall. There's so many wonderful things that go on, like, around this time of the year. Especially football.
Yep.
It's
that time.
I am very happy that the Bears are playing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to get there without injury because
mm-hmm.
it looks like we're starting off in a bad way.
Yeah, I happened to watch the game on Sunday.
Did
at
you?
Work. Yeah. And it was like, okay, when are the real Bears going to show up?
Yes. They did well last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's so early. It's an iffy thing.
And it always happens. It's always early in the game.
I know.
You know, early in the season.
Yeah.
When they first get started. Then,
Peanut got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And we need Peanut.
We need all of them. We need everybody. We need Peanut. We need
Lottie Dottie and everybody.
We need the fridge.
Leave one back, way back in the way back machine. We need the fridge.
The Punky QB, Jim McMahon.
Oh, he can't play anymore.
Richard Dent. We need all.
We need Richard Dent. Okay, but you know what? Richard Dent and those guys. I think they were with Father Flager this week when they did the peace like festival thing that they did. You know where they have like all the sports stars, they come out and they talk to the kids about, you know, staying in school and keeping the peace in the neighborhood and, you know, making sure that everyone is safe. And I think after this summer, we kind of need to have that encouragement again so that, you know, kids can, you know, be refocused, you know, because we spend a lot of time, you know, finding entertaining things for our kids to do. But when it comes down to education, I don't see a lot of emphasis placed on that. You know, you can enjoy being educated. You know, it's a lot of fun in it.
Right.
You know, that's why they have like competition stuff.
but a lot of kids, you know, they think all of that is lame, you know, to well, have fun and learn something at the same time.
Well, not only
so
that.
So they have to make it interesting by using, you know, sports stars or former sports stars in this instance to get them interested in learning.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. I mean, there's a lot of cool people who are smart and they make money, like the people who make movies. You know, who writes scripts like Shonda Rhimes. You know, it's, I mean,
who's from Chicago.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, it's that type of, you know, redirection. You know, if you can redirect the love of the arts into the education and creation, maybe that will, you know, instill a lot more interest, you know, in the programs that they come out with that don't get a lot of support.
Right.
A lot of the programs that we usually are involved with.
Exactly.
And that we spend a lot of time working with kids in. And it's just, you know, the season is new and we're still recruiting for a lot of our, you know, programs for fall. And so we encourage parents to, you know, investigate some programs that are out here, you know, supplemental programs like after school so that you don't have to worry about necessarily finding the babysitter. There are a lot of great programs out here that you can put your kids into that, you know, will give them a benefit long term, long run. Because I know like last week I had, you know, three or four kids placed into this program at IIT where they can actually make their own video games. And they're like 9 years old. We had a ball last week. So, I mean, when we talk about our government job, I love my government job. And that's because I get a chance to work with kids in different programs that I know will affect us long term in their growth. Because these are the people who will be fixing your computers. You may see them on the Geek Squad, you know, at Best Buy, but I can guarantee you they'll be working for, you know, Bill Gates or Apple or somebody creating the games and the new programs and maybe, you know, that next 3D application that will save your life or, you know, cure for AIDS, whatever. And that's what you're looking at long term. So,
because we sure didn't have computers when I was a kid.
We had them, but they were like Pong. You remember Pong?
That's a game. That's not a computer.
Oh.
Oh, the Commodore VIC 20 or something like that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I remember Pong, and I remember my cousin Frank would let me play. That's all I remember.
That was the original video game.
Yeah.
And you just thought that was just wow.
That was it. If you had that, you were rich. And I had a lot of friends who had like Pong and Mario Brothers and those people.
Those people.
Yeah, I like Miss Pac-Man.
So did I.
Really like Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah. I beat the high score a couple of times on both games, regular Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man.
I could never get regular Pac-Man, but Miss Pac-Man, I would do some justice on that one.
But I would pay for it the next day because I would have a headache. Because those games, I mean, you sit there and you stare at it. I mean, I can't stare at a regular screen for too long.
Yeah, but for that, you were on 4 hours easy, or 5 hours easy.
Right.
Yeah.
And out of quarters.
and in thinking of that and thinking of kids, did you happen to see the email that I sent you with the 12 and 13 year old medal?
I saw that on the Stephen Colbert Report.
Yes.
On Comedy Central.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, we love rock. Love rock music. And anytime that I can promote rock music and kids, I'm all over it. So I sent out a video of Unlocking the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they are three cute kids. Well, I can't call a 12-year-old a kid.
No.
He's a ute.
He'd jump on you.
Yeah. Well, see, one of them's so cute. Let me stop. they're basically 13-year-old metal punk
musicians.
Players. Mm-hmm. They are awesome. Oh, my God.
They're a trio.
Yeah, they're a trio. Mm-hmm. And they are a serious metal punk band.
Mm-hmm.
They are just off the chain. And they are on tour with Living Color.
Yeah.
And that's the other event I said we've got to go to. So if we don't go to see Mark Antony, we should go see Living Color. At least Living Color and Unlocking the Truth, because we should support our youth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
put the guns down, youth, and pick up the guitars.
Pick up that axe. Yes.
Pick up the axe.
And get your drumstick. So I was going to ask you, because, you know, we don't do metal rock often. You think they got a future? They just signed a $1.8 million deal with Sony.
With Sony.
Sony.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's scary because they're both, well, the three of them are 13 years old and the youngest one being 12.
Yeah.
It's like, what are they going to do with all that money? And are they going to last, you know, as long as a group called, you know, Living Color or, you know, whatever happened to the Bus Boys? That's what I want to know.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what happened to a band called Death. How is it we just found out about them? Mm-hmm. We should have known about them like forever ago.
Yeah, but those young men are very talented.
Oh God, yeah.
They can handle their axes, and I just pray that they have a future in this business, because at this point, a lot of people are depending on their sales from downloads.
Yes.
Because radio, how does radio market them?
Well, it depends, because if they are, okay, if they go under rock and they do a remix, then you may hear them on like a pop rock station. And that's because of their age.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see them like doing, you know, oh my God, I hate to say this, but the remix with, you know, Justin Bieber or something like that.
I know.
I hate to say that. Mm-hmm. But he needs something. You know what I mean? Or maybe they will be like with Katy Perry or something like that. You know, like for example, when Macy Gray was with the Roots, they are a band.
Right. They play everything.
Yes. And so if you have them as the band behind somebody, like for example, can't you see Willow Smith and Unlocking the Truth?
Yeah.
That right there.
Because they're all teenagers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Radio Disney will still be around to promote them, but that's where I could see them going. Because there is a youth rock movement, and so that would be real cool. I don't know if they'll do their stuff and do like maybe do like a remix covers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can easily see them doing like, you know, new remixes of like maybe Jimi Hendrix stuff.
Yeah, that
would be maybe great. Maybe the Godfather Prince will come down off his throne and have the boys. Can you think of it? Prince, Unlocking the Truth, Janelle Monáe. And I don't know, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. Maybe. That sounds like a good lineup. Who knows?
You know, just some people. Just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Well, that's where we're going this week. We hope that you guys will meet us out in the Chicago streets, either at the movies or at concerts. If you want a lineup of some of the events we'll be attending, you can always go to theultimate.com, or you can email us at theultimatetv@yahoo.com. We thank you so very much for listening to The Ultimate. I am Rachel Montgomery. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Ultimate Radio Program with Rachel Montgomery. On TalkZone Internet Radio, with all of the hot topics of the day, music and entertainment, right here on TalkZone Internet Radio.
The Ultimate TV is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome.